Blog Talk Radio.
Diva, your inspiration diva. Yep, it is me. It is time to get going. It is Wisdom Wednesday, and it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. It's time to discover your destiny and purpose. It's time to go from transition to transformation and to set your soul free. Welcome, freedom-loving souls, and I'm so glad you joined me today. Let's talk a little bit about weight loss. You know, a lot of folks have weight things. They'd like to get rid of 5, 10, 20 pounds. And fasting. Now, we've talked about intermittent fasting. That's where you, like, stop eating at a certain time and then don't eat for, like, 18 hours or 16 hours. There's a book called The 8-Hour Diet. I believe that is about intermittent fasting. But, you know, there are so many diets, and it's, like, almost overwhelming for people to know what's right. Now, first of all, we are all different, and our bodies are all different. We have a different biochemistry. And some people definitely need to discuss with a doctor before they do anything. So this is not medical advice. This is just for sharing information that, you know, is out there. And not a doctor. You need to see a doctor. Yeah, disclaimer, disclaimer. Okay. So now, you know, what should you eat? How much? Should you? Is it carbs? Is it calories? Is it fat? You know, what should, you know, how do I lose weight? What should I do? Well, let's face it. First of all, we're all different, right? But, you know, what is the effectiveness? Well, I'm going to say I've been doing this intermittent fasting with a keto diet. But this is an article talking about, actually it's a talking about fasting. And fasting actually works. Some people, you know, just don't eat for several days. They get a great sense of enlightenment. They get fasting euphoria. It helps those, you know, that fasting euphoria helps those on the fast to feel more joyful, more energetic, right? You know, they say fasting is good for the waistline and the psyche. It's a religious and a spiritual thing sometimes. When folks fast, they go ahead and they reach, like, you know, a mental state that's really good. But, you know, you got to be careful because you could be slowing your metabolism down and the energy it needs. So that's why I truly like intermittent fasting. Because when you go ahead and you do the intermittent fasting, you're still putting stuff in, and, you know, food in your body, energy, vibration, good healthy stuff for a very small period of time, and that will totally help you to lose weight if you are so inclined. Now, I'm just saying, not for everyone, so just, you know, just go ahead and check with your doctor and see if that's something for you. Okay, so here's some home smart solutions. I'd never heard this. I thought this was so cool. But in a pinch, a way to keep food fresh is throwing a marshmallow in, okay? You could throw a marshmallow in, and I guess that helps to absorb some things. So I thought that was interesting. I've not tried it. I don't know if I would try it. I'd end up eating the marshmallow, so I think that's kind of goofy. So let's see. I've got something here else I want to share with you. Now, watch the sugar. Sugar is not good. Sweet, but it's not good. I'm just trying to find something really, you know, good and fabulous to share with you here today. And I've got stuff. Okay, let me do this one. You could reset your metabolism. And Dr. Oz here has a 21-day plant-rich diet to reset your metabolism. And you want to go ahead and eat a lot of high fiber and no animal products and plant foods, and those have phytonutrients. And also phytonutrients help to restore the cellular DNA and repair that. And, it actually helps to clear out toxins in your body that promote fat storage. So that's an easy one, 21 days to eat healthy, have decreased bloat. And, you know, you could go ahead and use protein powders. I had ribs today. I had ribs and fat bombs today. So I guess maybe I could start that next time. We're in 40 days here, and I'm sure any of you that have, you know, joined me here for any time, you know that I've been trying to do this intermittent fasting with ketogenesis, and it's pretty good, as long as you sleep. And you got to have mind control, because whatever a mind can conceive and believe, a mind can achieve. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires, and you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So our mind is full of potential. And weight loss is part of that. Relationships are part of that. Success and business acumen is part of that. So, you know, it's all buried, though, in the subconscious. It's our cosmic habit force, you know. And everything we've ever learned, believe it or not, is all burrowed in our subconscious. And that's a dual-edged sword, because that could be a bad thing. If you've heard your whole life that you're useless, you're never going to amount to anything, you're sloppy, you're fat, da-da-da, if you hear negative things, that's not going to benefit you. But when you start doing those new neural pathways by positive self-talk and affirmations and all the good things that you know and you keep telling yourself, you know, my thoughts are things. I can be, do, have whatever I want. Yes, I can. You know, when you start unlocking this superpower of your mind and you open yourself to your full potential, you can create your ideal life. And you've got to visualize it. And, you know, hopefully everyone has been setting their goals and taking the proper action to achieve them. And, I mean, there are some subliminal things out there. I actually bought something, and I forgot. I have it in my master bedroom, and it's really awesome, but with subliminal sleep programming, where it had affirmations while you sleep. There are tons of them on YouTube, so it's something you could do while you're sleeping, you know. You know, subliminal messages are all in advertising, you know. I mean, it's in politics all over the place. Just look for the sublime, but when you have positive subliminal things, you can go ahead and create your ideal life, okay? It's all inside of you. You need to keep doing mental exercises. We all need to keep doing mental exercises. And some of those mental exercises are exploring in your life, what do you want? What do you want? Do you want to be a millionaire? Do you want to have a great relationship? Do you want to lose weight? Do you want a big house? Do you want to move? Do you want to have kids? Do you want to start a home business? Do you want to do a marathon? Okay? And then you have to acquire the knowledge and the skills. And the knowledge of a specific thing is very important. When I started to learn about quote-unquote politics, that perception game, what I did is I learned everything I could about, you know, helping a candidate, which we thought was, you know, projecting our message to take America back, okay? So I learned everything I could about it and, you know, took all the leadership skills that I've learned through life experience and reading Think and Grow Rich and deploying those things and, you know, Anthony Robbins and Dennis Waitley and, you know, that repetition of these success systems, these timeless truths, these things that have been around forever, the things that Dale Carnegie was, Andrew Carnegie's nephew, Dale Carnegie wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People. So this is called the New Thought Movement at one point, but Edison, Ford, Carnegie, Firestone, Napoleon Hill, these are timeless truths. So you, that's part of the knowledge that you need. But you need to start creating your ideal life, put it down on paper, spend some time with yourself, and eventually, you know, a great way, if you have a significant other, to plug in with them or your partners. If you have a mastermind group and partners, everybody needs to, like, start moving the ship in the same direction. And, you know, what do you need to do to yourself? Are you someone who's a quick action taker, or do you ruminate over things? Do you, like, think too much and not take action? And, you know, have you created any kind of plan? You know, sometimes, you know, ready, fire, aim is a good thing, but, you know, you can unlock your mind to your potential, but you need to start working on yourself and truly get that subconscious mind going. Your subconscious mind is that cosmic habit force. So every day, and there's a really cute little thing. It goes, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Creative visualization is a phenomenal thing. And creative visualization, some say it's just imagination of the mind. Well, you are, first of all, a creator. Some people say, oh, it's daydreaming. Well, it's not. Creative visualization is actually a used method. It's a profound method that people use to change their lives by changing their thoughts and expectations, okay? It's a technique of using your imagination to create what you want in your life, okay? Now, most people don't understand it. It sounds a little woo-hoo, and they don't believe it. Okay, well, it's not going to work for them, okay? You know, some people, you can't just do it once, okay, you can't just lay in bed and go, oh, okay, I'm dreaming of this, and it doesn't happen, so it doesn't work. No, it doesn't work like that. You got to work the system, too, and we'll kind of unpack that a little bit today, too. You need to understand how to do it and do it right. So learning to use your natural, it's part of natural law, it's naturally intrinsic to you. You need to do it in a more conscious way, and it is truly a technique to create what you want, okay? You want to bring about rewarding work, health, prosperity, inner peace, great relationships. Okay, you could do this, but what you have to do, you have to take your imagination, and you have to consciously, competently create clear images, okay, or ideas, you know, start creating, and a great pencil is a great thing too. And then you really get a feeling inside of you. And you'll feel the vibration. If it's really positive, that's your bullseye, man. And start really thinking and feeling it and you know, if it's smell it. If it's a house, you know, for me, it's a house. It's like, okay, I want this. I want a fireplace. I want, you know, a family room. I want, you know, cabinets. I want a big kitchen. I want a really big kitchen with an island that overlooks the family room so I could bring food to my family, you know, when they watch football games, you know, and really focus on this image and the feeling you get and keep channeling positive energy. And you have to repeat it before you go to bed at night, first thing in the morning. And then while you're doing your gratitude, you're thankful that you have it before you go to bed at night and first thing in the morning. And we become what we think about most of the time. So that's why we could be, do, have whatever we want. And this is a really big secret to creating your ideal life that you can do. Yes, you can. Okay? Remember, the desire and the intention to make a change must be so clear. Because remember, clarity is power. Okay? It must be so clear that you will see the obvious changes that are taking place in your life. You will start seeing things. You're going to vibe on a different level. A little drink there. You could do this. Now, it has to be done just for you. You cannot manipulate others this way. Okay? Okay, there's a wonderful thing that I was, Napoleon Hill. Success is the power to achieve or acquire which one wants in life. Okay, that's success. Success is the power to acquire or achieve which one wants in life. Okay, so you want these things, you're visualizing, but here's the biggest key of this. Okay, here's the thing. Here's the yin and yang, you know, the law of duality that we've talked about. Without interfering with the rights of others. Okay, when you do visualization, this is all about you and what you want to do. Now, yes, I'm married to my husband, and my thing in visualizing, I'm serving them, which they like anyway. I'm serving them food while they're watching football. They do that anyway. So, I mean, my visualization is of service. I'm not making my husband do something. Do you know what I'm saying? He's doing what he likes to do, watch football. He works his ass off. He works 14, 16, 18 hours a day. He deserves it. But, yeah, so as long as you're doing this visualization and it's about you doing and serving others, it's great. I mean, let's say you want to start a food pantry. You know, you could imagine giving people food. You're not influencing them to do something that they shouldn't do. Now, you know, maniacal mind would be like, okay, I'm going to get all these people to do this for me. That's selfish. That's ego. Bad juju, negative energy. That's not who we are. Okay? That's not of excellence. But success is the power to acquire, achieve whatever one wants in life without interfering with the rights of others, okay? And power is organized energy, okay? Organized energy, effort. Energy takes on many, you know, forms. Part of that is this visualization. So, you know, eventually when you start doing this visualization, you will start feeling a natural harmony and a deeper, more profound sense of self-realization. And you will definitely reach a higher level of you and your purpose, and you will be positive and vibing high. You'll be thriving. You'll be thriving and vibing very high. And, you know, we always want to increase our knowledge, and we must always keep an open mind, and we must always, you know, experience things with an open mind. You know, you really want to help mentally see that image, but you also need to feel it. Do you know what I'm saying? And some people are not visual people, so if you're not quote-unquote visualizing, you're just kind of feeling something, a vibe, best to tap into all of your senses, that, you know, that one part of the triune being, that, you know, where you could smell it and you can taste it and you can touch it and you could see it, you know, you know, and you can hear the sounds. Like, you know, imagine you want to, you know, have this great house, okay? You want to hear the outside. When you go outside, you could see this great big, you know, sky in the night, and you hear the crickets. Okay, that's when you start, you just start visualizing. Be a little kid again, okay? I mean, there's a Bible verse, and I'm not somebody who knows all these scriptures, but, you know, Jesus says be like a little child to come to the kingdom. You know, we have to be like little children, okay? Not babies and immature, selfish little twits, but we have to, you know, keep open-minded and tender hearts to what we want. You know, close your eyes. Here's a way to practice. If you could close your eyes and imagine something that you know very well that you can see, you know, let's say, like, I'm in my kitchen right now. I could close my eyes. I know where everything is with my eyes closed. I could visualize. That's a really good way to start visualizing. Do you know what I'm saying? Do it when you're lying in bed at night. Visualize your kitchen or start with your bedroom because it's right there, so you could kind of check yourself. But it's a good practice, and, you know, play that nice meditation music like we do. But it's really good to deploy all of your senses when you do this. You know, you can feel things, and you're smelling the air, and you're hearing the birds, or, you know, hearing the sounds of your house, like the air conditioner going on, or whatever. Okay? Tap into all five senses. Because remember, we are spirits, we have a soul, and we live in a body. So spiritually we're being connected with this because it's starting to become of our subconscious mind. Our soul is, we got to deploy, our mind is doing this. Our emotions, we need to tap into that. So our soul, you know, our soul is our mind, our thoughts and actions and emotions. So, and then, you know, the body man are the five senses. So if you could just holistically start visualizing in a total and complete way, you will see and feel and embrace success. But it has to be every day. It has to be every day. And, you know, you need to activate it, okay? And, you know, we are conscious creators. We have a choice to create or not. You have a choice to do this practice of visualization every day or not. But in order to get good at it and start manifesting and vibing on a higher level, you've got to do it every day. It's got to become a practice, just like your gratitude practice. And I would do it in tandem. You know, gratitude at night while you're laying in bed, you're grateful for this. Then you start being grateful for that, you know, that vacation in Tahiti, and you're hearing the ocean waves, and you're smelling the salt water, and you're touching the sand, okay? I mean, thank you. I'm so grateful for this experience. And you start experiencing it in your subconscious. You're going to draw it to you. That vibe, you're going to bring it to you. I want to lose weight. Okay, I want to lose weight, and I am fit, and I am thin, and I have, you know, nice, you know, tight, firm, toned body, and I feel my muscles when I move, and I have no pain, and I am very flexible. I mean, you know, and I'm in the jacuzzi, and I feel my muscles just, you know, I feel the salt water from the jacuzzi, because you don't want a chlorine jacuzzi, by the way. You want a salt water jacuzzi. I feel that salt water in my nose, and I feel the touch of the hot water, and I'm stretching my body because I'm so fit. Or I'm in yoga class, or whatever. Be it. Be it. Don't dream it. Be it while you're dreaming it, and you will become it, okay? So here's a few steps. Remember, you got to set your goals. You have to decide. You have to truly decide and commit to what you want. What do you really want to commit to, and what do you want to create? Is it your job? Is it your business? Is it, you know, is it a increased prosperity? Is it a significant other? You know, is it improved health? What do you want? Okay? Now, just a little thing, sometimes it's really good to set, you know, goals that are easily achievable, you know, something in the near future because you want to have a deadline. And remember, because it goes back to that success cycle, you'll start doing it more because you have confidence, because you will achieve success. And once you have success, it gives you a higher vibe to do more, to get more success. We've talked about the success cycle on this show many times. Get that clear picture of what you want. And you break it down in your baby steps to get there. And once you start achieving little chunks of those baby steps, I love doing the big thing. I'm a big picture kind of gal. And I do attract the baby steps, and I realize the opportunities in them. But I've been doing this thing for a long time. But if you're new to this kind of behavior, you want to set little wins out for yourself and really create that business in your mind, or that body in your mind, or that house, or that significant other, or that health, or those grades. Whatever you want to do, you want to create in the mind. And it is happening right now. When you do it in your mind, it is happening because the mind cannot tell the difference. The mind really can't tell the difference between what's real or what's vividly imagined with emotion, okay? And now you're firing really high. You're juicing up your energy. You're putting a really good vibe out there. You're putting that magnetism out there to attract what you want to you, okay? Try to include as many details as possible. Try and do this really every day and night. 5 minutes, you know, in the morning, you're in that lucid state, that lucid dreaming state. There's so much power in that. In the morning and the night, do your gratitude and then be grateful for these things that you're visualizing. And you will have a ton of endorphins in the day, which are those positive, you know, juicy hormones that'll get you to a good vibe, a good place, and then again before you go to sleep at night. Bury it into that, you know, burrow it into that subconscious. Start creating those big, wide, neural pathways of positive energy. And keep that positive energy going, you know. Feel really positive. And when you're focusing on it, get a really positive feeling and excitement. And affirm to yourself that this is real. This is real. This is happening. This is happening. And it's already here. And I'm so excited. I can cook this great Super Bowl dinner for my family. And I'm going to lay it all out on the island in the kitchen. And I'm so excited. It smells delicious. And oh, let me taste. Oh, it's hot. Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you need to do in your mind with enthusiasm, okay? And theos, okay? Enthusiasm is entheos, and I believe it is Latin for in God. So enthusiasm is a really good and godly thing. That is a great way to, you know, vibe with your creator, okay? So you do this every day. You will achieve your goals. You will achieve your goals. And you know what? You got to try it. I know it sounds like so simple, too easy. And, you know, if you're skeptical, I'm going to say to you, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose? Okay? I mean, affirmations are so important to you creating your ideal life. You know, affirm means to make firm. It's to solidify. And when we engage in positive affirmations, it replaces all those negative subconscious neural pathways. So, of course, you're going to get more positive things in your life. So it is so powerful and so simple of a technique, and it will transform your attitude, and it will transform your life. And that's what Awaken to Empowerment is. It's a life transformation process. It is to help you be, do, have, create, whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have, whatever you want. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Whatever a mind can conceive and believe in this visualization process with passion and power and purpose and emotion and touch and taste and feel and smell and hear, you will create your ideal life. Yes. Yes, you will. Yes, you will. Yes, you can. Absolutely. So there are many ways to do it. You could speak these affirmations out loud. You could, do them very silently. I kind of talk in my, like this when I'm really, I mean, I don't want to get my husband disturbed, but he's so busy sleeping. He sleeps hard, so that's good. You could chant it. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my health. I feel great. I mean, just chant it. Just bring it to music. Whatever. 10 minutes a day. And repetition. Do all these positive affirmations. 10 minutes a day. I can be, do, have whatever my heart desires. I'm so grateful for whatever, okay? You do this every day, I guarantee you in 28 days your life will change. You will not be the same person. Guaranteed. And you could change years of negative thinking and bad habits. Because an affirmation is any positive statement, okay? I mean, you might want to just do things. I can be, do, have whatever I set my mind to. I am the master of my life. Perfect wisdom is in me. I love and appreciate myself and everything around me. I can create my ideal life. I have my perfect spouse. Every day and every way I'm getting better and better. I'm making whatever you want to make a week. So always do it in the present tense. Okay, I am. There's a power in I am, and we might go and do that one again at some point. But I'm so excited. I have this great job. It pays really well. I love the people I'm working with. Okay, you might be hating where you're at right now, but in your affirmation, when you're doing this, you do it, okay? Must be positive. You must affirm, and you've got to vibe with it, okay? They have to fit for you, and you will know. You will know if it's a fit, because what you're trying to do is be consciously competent to get to the unconscious competent state. And by doing it over and over again, it becomes part of that subconscious. So now you are being unconsciously competent. But, I mean, if you lived a life of, I'm born to lose, I live my life in vain. Yeah. Okay, guess what? That's not a positive song, You need to turn on Van Halen right now, okay? You need to turn this thing around right now. Yeah. Okay, so and you got to get your feelings going, and you got to be positive, okay? Also be very aware, embrace and experience all of your feelings. If you're feeling negative feelings about something, you need to tap into that. You need to understand that. That's going to give you a different type of awakening, and that actually, will speak volumes, to where you're at. If you get negative feelings about something, if you're doing this and all of a sudden you get negative feelings, pause on that. I mean, what I do is I keep a notebook next to my nightstand, and I'll write it down, and you don't want to feed it, but you want to be aware and awake of it if you've got some negative things going, because you need to clear that. You need to clear that. You need to remove that, but you need to understand why that is happening to you, okay? So let's focus on the positive. You should be feeling really good. You should be vibing really high. It should make you feel really happy. And, you know, I like the number three. Actually, it's so funny. I got a book today, and it's something about horoscopes. And my birthday is November 21st. And it said my birthday number is 3, and so is my numerology number. And I've been like, you know, I've talked about that with Tesla, and the number 3 is pretty cool. So I'm like, oh, this is so cool. Number 3 is great. So 3 things, 3 elements for success, okay? 3 elements. This is important, right? Write this down. Desire, passion. You must have a desire. Your desire must drive you, okay? It is your magnificent obsession, okay, in a good way. You could get magnificent obsession for bad things, so, like people, like the wrong people when you were dating. Desire, passion, purpose. And that'll make it easier for you to visualize. And, you know, is it a really heartfelt desire? That is truly important. And then a profound belief, okay? Whatever a mind can conceive and believe, big, big, profound belief, that is so important. If you don't believe it, it ain't happening, okay? Believe is a really big key. Ask yourself, do I believe this or am I blowing smoke up my own ass, okay? Do I believe it's possible for me or is this just a pipe dream, okay? Then you need to get to your belief level. And it's okay to raise your belief level and you might be a little fearful, but, you know, do it afraid. When in overcome fear, do it afraid. Might be fearful. It's okay. You've got faith. Faith overruns fear. Your belief is your faith. Okay? And you have to accept it. So many times people are so bad at accepting things. Oh, you look lovely today. Oh, no. I feel fat. No, okay. Thank you very much. I accept that. Gracious acceptance is a beautiful thing. Some people are such givers, and I'm sure a lot of us that are, you know, and a lot of you that listen on this call, you have this open heart and open mind and always want to do better for everybody else, and you're a giver, 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 and it's really hard for you to accept something. It's okay. Accept. Accept. And accept what you're seeking. Don't, you know, undermine yourself. Some people they undermine themselves. They get so close and then they sabotage themselves. Self-sabotage. Well, we could be masters of that. So you really have to have that intention to receive. And really, I mean, ask yourself, am I really willing to be, do, or have this thing, okay? So these are the 3 elements to help you create your intention, okay? So to go over them again, the very first one is desire and passion and purpose, okay? Desire, passion, and purpose. You have to passionately desire this thing. Desire with a full burning desire, passion. Gotta have it. And then you have to believe that it's meant to be for you. Yes, I totally do. This is mine. I own this. I am so grateful for this. I believe in my core. Or, yeah, I think so. I believe, yeah. No. You need to know that you know that you know that you know. Okay? And then accept. Graciously accept. Graciously accept, okay? you are really on your way to be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You are very well on your way by creating your ideal life, okay? Your intention. These three elements of intention are extremely important, and you need to make that intention very clear and very strong, and you have to have a lot of passion and desire, and you have to go ahead and empower up your belief. And then you're receiving. You're accepting and receiving. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, okay? Don't feed into doubt, fear, conflicts of what other people are going to say. And, you know, you sometimes just got to go with the flow. And it's that releasing. When you start going with the flow, you know, because if you're vibing high, and you're becoming magnetic, stuff's going to come to you. And then you'll see eventually you will be able to go with the flow, okay? You do this for 3 weeks, you will be in the flow, and then you will be going with the flow. Now, sometimes you're going to have to go with the flow and be a little flexible. Oh, you know, I wanted this, like we talked about yesterday. I wanted this, but this is presenting itself, and it's kind of like that. And see, sometimes we do things, and sometimes it's completely serving others, and it's just not what we think, but go with the flow, and doors will open to you. We're running out of time. I'm so sad. This went so fast. I was going to put a full hour, but I didn't, you know, I didn't want to, you know, take up the airtime here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, we'll unpack some more tomorrow, as we always do. You know, I just love these timeless truths, this ancient wisdom, this profound and deep and high vibrational energy message. It's not my message. It's been spoken by so many people, but maybe I'm the messenger you need to hear it from that'll help you to create your ideal life. Because my most humble service here is to serve you and to give you the information that will help you to think better, because thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Whatever a mind can create, believe, whatever a mind can think about and create and believe, that mind can achieve. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So my heart is to serve you and to take you on a journey and join you in your journey, and together we journey for excellence. And you know what? If everybody plugged into these high vibes, this love, this great truth, and truth is love, imagine what a world we could live in. So share it with someone else. Take someone up. And thank you for joining me. Love you. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. And, of course, peace of mind. Peace of mind from Boston is coming right up. Thanks for joining. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken to Empowerment. You can create your ideal life.